come down out of that tree. Your Majesty, I know you're up there.
My people, indeed. I know what my people are thinking tonight. As home through the shadows they wander, everyone smiling in secret delight. They stare at the castle and ponder. Whenever the wind blows this way, you can almost hear everyone say, I wonder what the king is doing tonight. What merriment is the king pursuing tonight? The candles at the court, they never burned as bright. I wonder what the king is up to tonight. How goes the final hour as he sees the bridal bower being legally and regally prepared? Well, I'll tell you what the king is doing tonight. He's scared. He's scared. You mean that a king who fought a dragon, whacked him in two and fixed his wagon, goes to be wed in terror and distress? Yes. A warrior who's so calm in battle, even his armor doesn't rattle, faces a woman petrified with fright. Right. You mean that appalling clamoring, which sounds like a blacksmith hammering, is merely the banging of his royal knees? Please. You wonder what the king is wishing tonight? He's wishing he were in Scotland fishing tonight. What occupies his time while waiting for the bride? He's searching high and low for some place to hide. And oh, the expectation, the sublime anticipation he must feel about the wedding night to come. Well, I'll tell you what the king is feeling tonight. He's numb, he shakes, he quails, he quakes. And that's what the king is doing tonight.
Saint Genevieve, it's Guinevere, remember me. Saint Genevieve, I'm over here beneath this tree. You know how faithful and devout I am. You must admit I've always been a lamb. But Genevieve, Saint Genevieve, I won't obey you anymore. You've gone a bit too far. I won't be bidden bargain for like beads at a bazaar. Saint Genevieve, I've run away, eluded them and fled. And from now on I intend to pray to someone else instead. Oh, Genevieve, Saint Genevieve, where were you when my youth was sore? Dear Genevieve, sweet Genevieve, shan't I be young before I'm old? Where are the simple joys of maidenhood? Where are all those adoring, daring boys? Where's the knight fighting so? He leaps to death in woe for me. Oh, where are a maiden's simple joys? Shan't I have the normal life a maiden should? Shall I never be rescued in the wood? Shall two knights never tilt for me and let their blood be spilt for me? Oh, where are the simple joys of maidenhood? Shall I not be on a pedestal, worshipped and competed for? Not be carried off or better still, 'cause a little more. Where are the simple joys of maidenhood? Are those sweet, gentle pleasures born for good? Shall a feud not begin for me? Shall kith not kill their kin for me? Ha! Oh, where are the trivial joys? Harmless, convivial joys. Where are the simple joys of
A thousand.
Oh, come now.
It's true. It's true. The crown has made it clear. The climate must be perfect all the year. A law was made a distant moon ago here. July and August cannot be too hot. And there's a legal limit to the snow here in Camelot. The winter is forbidden till December, and exits March the 2nd on the dot. By order, summer lingers through September in Camelot. 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 I know it sounds a bit bizarre, but in Camelot, Camelot, that's how conditions are. The rain may never fall till after sundown. By 8, the morning fog must disappear. In short, there's simply not a more congenial spot for happily ever after it than here in Camelot.
I suppose the autumn leaves fall in neat little piles.
Oh, no, my lady, they blow away completely. At night, of course.
Of course!
Camelot! I know it gives a person pause, but in Camelot, Camelot, those are the legal laws. The snow may never slush upon the hillside. By 8, the morning fog must disappear. In short, there's simply not a more congenial spot for happily ever aftering than here in Camelot.
Ah! There she is!
Wart, please!
Oh, Your Majesty, forgive us, sire. We did not see that it was you for a moment.
Thank you.
then suddenly, for the first time, I felt I was king. I was glad to be king. And the most astonishing thing of all, I wanted to be the wisest, most heroic, most splendid king who ever sat on any throne. If you will accompany me, my lady, I will escort you back to your carriage so that you may return to your father.
I hear it never rains till after sundown. By 8, the morning fog must disappear. In short, the simply night, a more congenial spot for happier rendering than he.
I'm afraid, Your Majesty.
Afraid?
Marriage is rather frightening, isn't it?
Yes, I must confess, I have thought that. But now not marrying seems infinitely more terrifying.
What would have happened to the treaty if we hadn't?
War would have been declared.
War?
Yes.
Over me?
Yes.
How simply marvelous.
I can see a night 5 years from now. Yes. After the Battle of Bedegraine. That's the night it will happen.
Dry the rain, warm the snow, where the winds never go.
Oh, no. That voice. Nimue, is that you? Oh, please, not yet. I must find out what will happen to him.
And for thousands of evermores to come, my life.
I can't remember. Nimue, so it is you. Must you steal my magic now? Couldn't you have waited a bit longer? Wait. Have I told him everything he should know? Did I tell him of Lancelot? I did. But Lancelot and Guinevere? Did I warn him of Lancelot and Guinevere? And Mordred? Mordred. I didn't warn him of Mordred, and I must! Wait, Nimue, wait! I remember nothing of Lancelot and Guinevere and Mordred. It's all gone. My magic is gone. Farewell, Arthur. My memory of the future is gone. I know no more the sorrows and the joys before you. I can only wish for you in ignorance, like everyone else. Reign long, and reign happily. Oh, and Wart, please, remember to think.
Tell every person far and near
the
that there is simply not in all the world a spot where rules are more resplendent king than he.
I heard your call. Camelot, Camelot, and here am I to give my all. I know in my soul what you expect of me, and all that and more I shall be. A knight of the Table Round should be invincible. Succeed where less fantastic man would fail. Climb a wall no one else can climb. Cleave a dragon in record time. Swim a moat in a coat of heavy iron mail. No matter the pain, he ought to be unwinceable. Impossible deed should be his daily fare. But where in the world is there in the world a man so extraordinary? C'est moi, I'm forced to admit, 'tis I humbly reply, that mortal who these marvels can do, c'est moi, 'tis I. I've never lost in battle or game, I'm simply the best by far. When swords are crossed, 'tis always the same, one blow and all is far. Et c'est moi, so admirably fit, the French Prometheus unbound. And here I stand with valor untold, exceptionally brave, amazingly bold, to serve at the Table Round. The soul of a knight should be a thing remarkable, his heart and his mind as pure as morning dew. With a will and a self-restraint, that's the envy of every saint, he could easily work a miracle or two. To love and desire he ought to be unsparkable, the will of the flesh should offer no allure. But where in the world is there in the world a man so untouched and pure? C'est moi, I blush to disclose, I'm far too noble to lie, that man in whom these qualities bloom, c'est moi, 'tis I. I've never strayed from all I believe, I'm blessed with an iron will. Had I been made the partner of Eve, we'd be in Eden still. C'est moi, the angels have chose to fight till their battles below. And here I stand as pure as a breath, exceptionally clean, with virtue to spare. The godliest man I know, c'est moi!
Knights gathering flowers, Your Majesty?
Well, someone has to do it.
Tra-la, it's May, the last month of May, that mouldy month when everyone goes blissfully astray. Tra-la, it's here, that shocking time of year, when tons of wicked little thoughts merrily appear. It's May, that gorgeous holiday, when every praise that her lad will be a cat. It's mad, it's this fragrance wafting through the air? What sweet feelings does its scent transmute? Whence this perfume floating everywhere? Don't you know it's that dear forbidden fruit? Tra-la-la-la-la, that dear forbidden fruit. Time for every frivolous whim, proper or im. It's wild, it's gay, a lot in every way. The birds and bees with all of their best, amorous past, gaze at the human race aghast. The lusty could not be.
I see. Sir Dinadan.
Your Majesty.
Do you recall the other night that I distinctly said you might serve as my escort at the next town fair?
Yes.
Well, I'm afraid there's someone who I must invite in place of you, someone who plainly is beyond compare. The Frenchman's power is more tremendous than I have ever seen anywhere. And when a man is that stupendous, he by right should take me to the fair.
Your Majesty, let me tilt with him and smite him. Don't refuse me so abruptly, I implore. Oh, give me the opportunity to fight him, and Gaul will be divided once more.
You'll bash and thrash him.
I'll smash and mash him.
You'll give him trouble.
He will be rubble.
A mighty whack.
His skull will crack.
Well, then you may take me to the fair. If you do all the things you promise. In fact, my heart will break should you not take me to the fair. Sir Sagramore.
Yes, Your Majesty.
I have some rather painful news relative to the subject who's to be beside me at the next court ball. You are the chosen one, I know, but it's tradition it should go to the unquestioned champion in the hall. And I'm convinced that splendid Frenchman can easily conquer one and all. And besting all our local henchmen, he should sit beside me at the
with all your invitation. I swear to you, the challenge will be met. And when I have finished up the operation, I'll serve him to your highness a brochette.
You'll pierce right through him.
I'll barbecue him.
A wicked thrust.
'Twill be dust to dust.
From fore to aft.
He'll feel a draft.
Well, then, you may sit by me at the ball if you demolish him in battle. In fact, I know I'd cry were you not by me. Sir Lionel.
My lady.
Didn't I promise that you may guide me to London on the day that I go up to judge the cattle show? As it is quite a nasty ride, there must be someone by my side who'll be defending me from beast and foe. So when I choose who I prefer, though, I take the strongest knight I know. And young Dulac seems strongest, ergo he should take me to the cattle show.
Your Majesty can't believe this blustering prattle. Let him prove it with a sword or lance instead. I promise you, when I'm done this gory battle, his shoulders will be lonesome for his head.
You'll disconnect him.
I'll vivisect him.
You'll open wide him.
I'll subdivide him.
Oh, dear, 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 dear. You may sit by me at the bear. If you demolish him in battle, in fact, I grieve inside, should you not guide me to the show.
Put and end to that Gallic bag of noise and nerve. When we do all that we intend to, it'll be a place of fresh orders.
I do applaud your noble goals. Now let us see if you achieve them. And if you do, then you will be the three who will go to the ball, to the show.
You, Pelly?
Oh, not yet.
Night.
Good night.
Blast you, Merlin. This is all your fault. You swore that you had taught me everything from A to Z, with nary an omission in between. But I will tell you what, you obviously forgot. That's how a ruler rules a queen. And what of teaching me by turning me to animal and bird, from beaver to the smallest bobbling? I should have had a whirl and changed it to a girl to learn the way the creatures think. But wasn't there a night on a summer long gone by? We passed a couple wrangling away. And did I not say, Merlin, what if that chap were I?
And did he not give counsel and say? Oh, what was it now? My mind's a war. Ah, yes. By Jove. Now I recall.
How to have a woman. There's a way, said the wise old man. A way known by every woman since the whole rigmarole began. Do I flatter her? I begged him, answer. Do I threaten or cajole or plead? Do I brood or play the game, romancer? Said he, smiling. No, indeed. How to handle a woman. Mark me well and I'll tell you, sir. The way to handle a woman is to love her. Simply love her. Merely love her. Love her. Love her. Where are you these days, Jenny? I don't understand you. What are you thinking? Never matter. Merlin told me once, never be too disturbed if you don't understand what a woman is thinking. In all the history of the world, no man has ever understood what a woman is thinking. But what do you do while you wander? How to handle a woman. Mark me well, and I'll tell you, sir. The way to handle a woman is to love her. Simply love her. Merely love her. Love her. Just love her. Excalibur. To be invested knights of the Round Table of England, of Brackley, Colgrevance. Of Winchester, Bleot. Of Cornwall, Caster. Of Joyeuse, Lancelot, Du Lac. Proposition. If I could choose from every woman who breathes upon this earth, the face that I would most love, the smile, the voice, the laugh, the heart, every detail, down to the smallest strand of hair, they would all be Jenny's. Proposition. If I could choose from any man who breathes upon this earth, a man for my brother and for my friend, they would all be lads. I love them. I love them. But they betray me with pain and torment. Be it sin or not sin, they have betrayed me in their hearts, and that is far sin enough. I shan't be wounded. I will demand a man's vengeance. Proposition. I am a king who rules by reason, a civilized king. Can it possibly be civilized to destroy what I love? Can it possibly be civilized to love myself above all? What of their pain and their torment? Did they ask for this calamity? Is there any doubt of their devotion to me or to the Round Table? By God, Excalibur, I shall be a king. This is the time of King Arthur, and we reach for the stars. This is the time of King Arthur, and violence is not strength, and compassion is not weakness. We are civilized. Resolved. We shall live through this together. Excalibur, they, you, and I, and God have mercy on us all.